First up, do you struggle to concentrate on tasks and do you find yourself frequently feeling unsettled? Well, if so, then you could be one of the nearly 10% of the adult population who have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Previously, we thought that this was mainly a childhood condition, but now a new study by King's College London's Jessica Agnew-Blay suggests that a large number of individuals develop the condition as adults, despite not showing any signs of it as youngsters.
We assessed people for ADHD in young adulthood, so at age 18, and then we looked back at ADHD assessments done in childhood at ages 5, 7, 10, and 12, and we found that actually nearly 70% of people who had ADHD at age 18 did not have ADHD at any of these childhood assessments.
Goodness. So that means those individuals did not receive a diagnosis when they were little. So these are what? Are these new adult cases of ADHD?
Right, exactly. And even over and above that, not only did they not receive diagnoses, but we actually asked their mothers and their teachers about their ADHD symptoms in childhood when they were 5, 7, 10, and 12. And it seems that these individuals did not have the disorder at any of these ages in childhood.
Do you think it's the same condition then?
That's a very good question and is really one of the main questions that our study raises. I think a lot further research needs to be done to understand this better and to know whether this sort of late onset ADHD has the same kind of causes as ADHD that begins in childhood, if it would respond similarly to the same kind of treatments, for example.
Well, I'm thinking, obviously, when one is in the childhood time of one's life, it's a very different environment, very supportive, fewer risks, lower stress than when someone is a young adult who might be going off to university for the first time or in the workplace for the first time. So the demands on that individual and the support network can be quite different. And so is it possible they still had the same risk? It was just disclosed at a different time in their life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's one thing that we considered in our study was that perhaps these individuals would have had ADHD in childhood, but they were in such supportive family environments that the disorder was not apparent until they left home later on. So one thing that I think would be really interesting is to follow up these individuals later in life. So several years from now, are these people who had late onset ADHD and particular problems with ADHD when they were age 18, do they still have these problems once they've maybe adjusted a bit more to adult life?
Now, based on the numbers that you looked at with your twin study, what proportion of adults in the UK or equivalent countries might therefore have one of these adult diagnoses of ADHD?
So we found that overall, there was about an 8% prevalence of adult ADHD at age 18, and that among these people, nearly 70%, so 67.5%, did not have a childhood diagnosis of ADHD.
It's a lot of people, isn't it? What can we do about it?
I think the first step is around recognition. So I think for clinicians especially, a lot of them are of the mindset and have been taught that if you were to have an ADHD diagnosis, you have to have it in childhood. So they may often ask an individual's parents about how they acted as children, or they might even want to speak to someone's teachers to see, well, were these problems with hyperactivity and inattention present in childhood? But here we found that for a lot of these people, they didn't really have particular problems with these symptoms when they were children. So whether we really need to focus on looking back to that childhood period is not necessarily clear.
Focuses your mind, doesn't it? Jessica Agnew-Blay, she published that work in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Psychiatry.